喋ろう。
Well, hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
I guess we're having an Eric-centric show today, because apparently it was all about Rochelle last...
Eric-centric.
Is that a word?
That's your new word.
That's my new word.
It's an Eric party.
It's an Eric party. Plus, we got lots of other stuff we want to talk about, including stories, plus all the weird, wonderful things that we've been up to last little bit. So let's get this party started, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Turn up this music.
Okay. Just lip slap. So I think we can measure my life in, if there was like a before period and an after period, I think I know kind of the marker which marks before and after.
Like kind of like before Christ and after Christ?
Well.
But in Eric's life?
Exactly.
Still okay, and what would it be?
Well, still BC and AC.
Okay, but what would be the marker?
Before Crocs and after Crocs. Yeah, I'm a man who went out and bought a pair of Crocs.
But you just did that.
I don't know if
you can say that yet, because you just did that.
I did that a few weeks ago, and I was very, very excited. Did we?
And then all of a sudden, what, you're wearing sweatpants in public now too?
No, well, that's maybe another
thing. See, it hasn't happened yet.
It's a slippery slope.
But I think that we actually probably talked about Crocs and how disgusting they were.
You know what
we
I
probably
Googled?
Talked about it on our podcast.
Do you know what I Googled today?
What?
Can you put Crocs in a dishwasher to clean them?
And can you?
Yeah, the answer is absolutely yes, 100%.
They're just plastic.
Yeah, they're just like, there's really nothing that can get wrecked. Like,
probably would not put like them on like the high heat.
No,
dry.
You wouldn't. You put them on like
regular
the normal, not the.
Good
this
idea.
Is why I love the internet. I can find out all sorts of things about everything.
I know, like whatever happened before the internet, you just had to go to the library and look really hard to answer these questions.
Or else trial and error. You would buy a pair and you put them...
Which is actually more fun, I think, for me. I enjoy that more.
The trial and error part?
Yeah.
Because you like making mistakes? Or you like learning?
I like discovering things myself and thinking that I invented it, but maybe someone else did. I don't know.
So the... I should also mention that the Tip Tap Tip Studios is beginning to feel a little bit more homey. I've added a few little decorations on the wall, which most people will not know because I never take pictures of this place, but it makes me feel like a little bit of a person, a human being.
A cool dude.
Cool dude.
So what did you hang up, Eric?
I hung up two frames. One with an old t-shirt, band t-shirt that I had as a kid. Of My Bloody Valentine folded in a nice little frame. And another was a picture that I got from the internet blown up on a nice 12x18 print of Andy Warhol and Sylvester Stallone. And the person that printed out and I picked it up, they said, this is pretty cool, that something like that.
And they're probably going to print one off for themselves.
They have
as
the
well.
File. They have the file. They can print off 20 or whatever, right? But what else?
And how did you find that picture?
I've always known about it. I just figured because we went out. I know I wanted to decorate, right? And we had talked about it.
This is new. This is really new. I'm just wondering why. Okay, we've lived in a couple different places together,
mm-hmm.
and you have never once
decorated. Anything?
You've never once put photos in frames. Or hung anything up yourself. Yeah. Why is that?
Because this is my room, Rochelle.
Yeah, I know, but in our old place, like you had...
Well, listen, really.
I guess it was sharing. It was,
yeah, shared room. So,
But there was still space for you to do that. You could still make your area. It wasn't necessarily a whole room.
I like this, though. It's nice. It's it's going to put a beer fridge in there, and we'll be complete. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you will never, ever, ever... I will never see you. he'll be like, oh, maybe I can start putting burritos downstairs and get a microwave.
You saw my eyes for a second, right? You saw it. You're like, for half split second, I was like, oh, maybe that is, like, could I do that? Like,
Wait a minute.
No, I don't want to be that guy.
No, you are going to do it. I know you can. Look at your eyes. You were like,
I can't lie. I am pretty excited about the prospect of that. But I also know that
I can just like come home and go downstairs and drink beer and eat microwave dinners.
And just awesome. And just sit there with Cheetos crumbs on my shirt, just pee in bottles all night. That's awesome. This is the life.
Yeah. Be like, Eric, go to your room.
Gladly.
Sweet. Yeah. So
at least you also have a workout area too.
I got
weights and stuff.
Weights and
this is such a man den. It's turning into a man den. Two computer screens.
You know,
microphones.
I know, just going out. You know, I did something. You know,
you're probably going to put like a flat screen TV in here.
No.
Or old TV in here.
No.
Then you can have three screens. It can be like CSI. You have a wall of screens.
CSI is such horseshit. I'm sorry. It's just like,
whatever. It is your dream.
No, I
it
watch.
It's your fantasy for
it's
that
all,
to happen.
It's all like fake TV computers. It's not real. I can tell.
Okay, I have to ask you a question.
Okay, what's your question?
If you were to star in a TV show.
Yeah.
And it's like a romantic comedy.
Like a TV show romantic
comedy? A movie, sorry. Okay. Romantic comedy. And you had to do a scene where you were pumping a woman.
Pumping?
Full of your special sauce.
Making sweet, sweet love to a woman, yes.
Yeah. And the scene, it required you to be on top of her, mm-hmm. and then have the blanket kind of like just nestled around your butt. So your butt is exposed on the movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Your whole back and your butt is exposed on the movie.
Yeah.
Would you get yourself fully waxed and tanned for that scene, or would you just go au naturel?
Oh, I'd be tanned and waxed the whole bit. No,
you would?
Yeah. Absolutely. If I'm gonna be presentable on TV, I need to make a bit of effort, right? You know, and some of that involves, you know, some spray tan or or some waxing or whatever needs to be done.
Would you get your bleached?
No, because it's not a porno, right? It's not like I don't spread my cheeks to show my butthole, right? This is just my. You're not seeing anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just seeing.
It's like not really seen very much.
Yeah, you're just seeing my butt cheeks.
So would you get a spray tan done, or would you go in a tanning bed?
Well, I'd get a spray tan done just because of there's the risks of skin cancer and all that BS with So I'd get the best spray tan that money could buy, a nice golden orange.
Ew.
Or whatever color. I don't know.
Yeah.
A bronze. I get like really, really bronzed.
Nice.
Yep. And here's my question for you though.
Okay.
I think this is a question that I'm going to start asking every show until we get sick of it. What is your favorite thing this week? And it's very open-ended. It could be just whatever.
But the week is like just started.
Okay, over the last week. Let's rephrase that. Over the last week, what was your most favorite thing? The thing that you got really excited about. Not being here.
I was really excited about Eric decorating the room.
Really?
I was really excited about that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because you've never done that before.
Cool.
And that made me really happy that you were doing that.
Okay.
What else?
I'm just looking at that cabinet behind me. I'm thinking I could paint that.
The filing cabinet that's made of metal?
Yeah. No.
It's too... No, it's just not worth it.
Okay.
Painting metal is no fun.
Okay.
I wish you would have asked me this earlier because it's hard for me to remember... what happened
Well, you were out of town for like a week and a bit, getting some R&R, rest and relaxation in Edmonton.
Yes.
So, any sort of favorite things there?
I was pretty excited to go to the zoo.
The zoo
in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been to that zoo since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now I was taking my son to the zoo that I went to as a kid. So that was pretty, I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I was pretty excited to go on the train ride.
Train ride to the zoo? Wow. You're just a little...
Going to the zoo, just because it was the one that I went to as a kid, it's just, I don't know. Like, there were certain parts of it that I remember.
But it's obviously changed a lot.
Has changed a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't go there that many times mm-hmm. to remember everything. But I was excited to see the elephant. It was out of the cage. So we actually got pretty close to the elephant. And it's such an old elephant that they're not worried about it.
Like trampling.
Stomping children or anything.
Oh my goodness.
Well, because the elephant's 41 years old, I guess. And elephants only really live to in their 40s,
oh, wow.
50s or something.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And I really wanted to see the... now I can't remember what they're called.
What?
Not lemurs.
Monkey?
There were some really awesome monkeys there. They're like miniature little monkeys. They're called lion monkeys or something like that.
Sure.
And they have like this orange colored fur that kind of sticks out of their face like a lion.
Yeah.
Those ones are awesome.
It's pretty
sweet.
Totally
really wanted to steal it.
Yeah.
Take it home with me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like on Friends.
Oh, like Ross had in that first season. Yeah. Or even part of the first season of Friends.
Yeah. But you know what? Just going to Edmonton in general and staying there for a while was really nice. I really liked it.
It was
interesting. Because it's a city that I grew up in, so.
It was interesting because I think it was probably the longest period of time that I think we've been away from each other.
No, because remember I went to Europe and that was like 2 weeks.
Since Beau was born.
Oh, since Beau was born. Yeah,
I think
that's
so.
True.
So it was weird. You know.
You kept asking me, like, when are you going home?
Oh, I got lonely. I'm sorry. You know, I do admit, first few days were like, sweet, go to party, go to rock and roll. And then, so it was a lot of like hanging around in my underwear, just being...
Scratching your balls.
A lot of that. I do admit, there was ample of that.
I'm curious to know what you ate for dinner.
Because
I saw that you made spaghetti, but it's like, I just assumed you just eat pizza every night.
I did not eat pizza. I went out for Subway once.
Subway's so gross.
It is. Well, I know it's gross, but I don't know. I don't know why I did it, but it was close and it was on the way home. So I'm like, okay, let's do it up.
Yeah.
So I did that. And I think I made some other meal.
I was a little bit jealous that you went to the games place.
It's yeah, like that was awesome.
Board game place that's licensed.
Yeah, the board game cafe I went to. And I played this game. I wish I remember the name of it. It's called Lift It or Lift 'Em or something like that. But anyways, it's technically a board game. But what you do is you have these little plastic pieces and you have this sort of yellow... piece with a hook hanging
out. It just doesn't work to explain it.
Okay,
like,
it's
not, it just be like, yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. Look it up. Google it. I'm sure there's a video.
Okay, so now the question is for you. What did you do the last week that you were excited about?
Oh, was I think probably the same. I kind of got excited about doing things about this room. And
you can't do that. No, that will be the rule. You cannot pick the same thing as me. That's not right. No.
Okay. Well.
No, you have to find your own thing.
Well, that was my thing.
Well, then you should have gone first.
But that's me. You can't just say.
I was excited that you were doing it.
I was excited to do it too. So I don't care.
Okay. Well, pick something else.
Well, you pick something else. What am I excited about this week? What am I currently obsessed over this week? Oh my goodness. Yeah, I had my answer and you stole it from me.
Well, whatever. Sorry. I'm sorry that I stole it from you.
I'm pretty well. I'm kind of interested in the Olympics because it's like a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a big deal of work, and I kind of watched the highlights at lunch, and I think it's fascinating that there's these things going on right now, of which a person who's the best at a very specific thing in the entire planet is competing. Like, you know, when you think about it, it's like, okay, who's the best out of 8 billion people at this one thing?
Yeah.
It's like, and there's that guy.
But the pressure too on that person.
Yeah, well, do you see him?
So much pressure.
I saw the race with Usain Bolt, the Jamaican sprinter. He was just fucking fast. He's like he's literally the fastest man on earth. Like, you know.
That's crazy.
And I think this is his third Olympics, and he won a gold again because he's just that fast.
Wow.
And he very clearly beat the competition. Like, you know, like
I saw there's like a gymnast who's competed in the Olympics 7 times.
How's that even possible?
She's 40. She's in her 40s and she's still competing.
Wow.
And she did it for various countries.
How's that even possible?
Because I don't think I'm not sure if you actually have to be a member of that or. I don't know how it works, but that's no, it's like, it's all Eastern European countries. I don't know how it works, but it's crazy that she's still competing in it and, you know, capable of, you know, being at the top of the game at her age.
Yeah. Cause I was watching these guys like flip themselves around, at lunchtime during, I don't know what's called the big sort of thing. They kind of throw themselves.
Yeah. Where they put chalk on their hands and stuff.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wow, they're just like throwing their body around and like in total control of this. And it's just fascinating.
It's all arm strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't watched any of it. When I was in Edmonton, I got to watch a little bit of it because my parents have crazy cable.
Yeah.
And I got to experience a whole new world of television. I think I started texting Eric about all the crazy shows I've never seen before that I was like, did you know that this is on TV?
What was the first one you texted me about? My 600-pound...
No, it was the skin one or what was it called? Oh, it's like it's where these people lose a whole bunch of weight.
Yeah.
And then their skin is drooping all over them and they actually show cutting it off.
Well,
they show them laying I know, it's like I can't believe that this is on TV. They show this skin laid out and then they weigh it and they're like, we've cut 20 pounds of extra flesh off of this person.
I know.
What?
It's just, okay.
It's so gross. And then after they cut it off this person looks like so good.
Yeah.
They look like a whole different person.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite moments of, this is kind of going back to the Olympics. This is a news clip from a newscaster called Mary Carrillo. She's going off on badminton. It kind of starts slow, but then she just... really kind
is this like current, like right now?
No, this is 2004, but it's still quite, okay. It's still very interesting. It's a nice little rant, I guess. You'll see.
We've all played badminton, and it seems like the rules are fairly easy.
And yes, that is her real voice. She does.
That's a woman.
That is a woman.
Okay.
She just has an unusually deep voice, so.
Okay.
Just go with it.
Understand. I think there's a big difference, though, in the equipment that these guys use and the ones we use at home. This is a typical racket that you can buy. And it all comes as part of a set. You get the net, you get a couple of rackets, you get some birdies, right? And this is an okay racket, but compare it with this one. This one costs about $75, but it can run you up to about $200, okay? And it's a little bit bigger than the kind that we might goof around with in the backyard. Listen to the difference in tension, though. This is the one that we play with. This is one the bad boys of badminton play with. So obviously they're going to be able to hit the ball a little bit harder. It's a much more precise piece of equipment. But here's where the big change is. This is the shuttlecock that's used at the Olympics, and maybe you've been hearing Bill Clement describe this thing. 16 goose feathers. I mean, this is a beautiful piece of equipment, but it's fragile, but it's also very strong. All from the left side of the goose. I'm not making this up. So that the contours of the feathers are all the same and it gives a uniform ride. This thing can go up to 200 miles an hour. You cannot tell me that the birdie we use at home, this thing, you can lean on this as hard as you want. This thing isn't going 200 miles an hour. It's not. And even though it doesn't look sophisticated, it has a tree-seeking device implanted in it somewhere. I don't know where, but I've played a lot of badminton with my kids. By the seventh shot, this thing's up in the tree, okay? So then what does your kid do? She says, Mommy, I'll get it down. Throws a racket up in the tree. Now your racket's up in the tree. She says, don't worry, I'll get that down. So now your kid goes into the garage and goes and gets the red rubber ball, which should come as standard equipment in any kind of backyard badminton set. Throws that in, that immediately gets impaled. So she goes to get something else to get the to get one of these things down, okay? Now there are kids from all over the neighborhood that have come into your backyard, and they're emptying out your garage, throwing stuff at your tree, all right? You realize suddenly you own 18 basketballs. You've got 9 footballs, okay? There's softballs flying through the air. The tree is now groaning with children and equipment, all right? Someone's turned on the hose. Badminton is a water sport. They're trying to get this thing down with a hose. And somehow, mothers from all over the neighborhood hear that badminton is being played at Mary's house. They're dropping off their kid. They know it's an all-day affair. They know it's going to involve 17 other sports. They're dropping off their kids. They're leaving skid marks, okay? You've got Colleen Clark up in the tree trying to get down a SpongeBob SquarePants beach ball with a hockey stick, okay? There's pool sticks flying through the air like javelins, and you hear yourself saying, somebody's going to poke an eye out. It just never ends. It's a what? Everything is going on, right? Then you see Christopher Burr, and it's always Christopher Burr. He takes a rollerblade, throws it up at the tree, hits your car, you got a dent in your Jeep. You realize you better get your Jeep out of the way, and you also realize that for the first time in 7 years, you can actually pull your car into the garage because there's no sporting equipment there anymore. Not even the inflatable raft that hasn't seen action since the baby duck rescue of 1997. You pull your car into the garage, and as you do, your other kid is coming out. He's on the phone with R.T. Murphy. He sizes up the situation and says, hey, come on over. We're playing badminton. That is a sport that I know, and that's probably a sport that you know as well. Olympic badminton is coming back after this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
I wonder, that's amazing that they let her do that.
Because they contacted this woman, Mary Carrillo, recently about this clip. And she remembered the clip. She said, and I guess the story behind it was that she was covering, you know, she was covering the Olympics, and they said, okay, well, Mary, we just need you to fill time talking about badminton, like, you know, and it was all live. Somebody actually happened to record it while it was like on 2004, and it's just.
So she was just kind of like filling
she realized that she was just like, you know, just being ridiculous, but.
That's awesome.
So yeah, throwing things in trees. What do we got here? So this is actually kind of sad news. And I'm surprised that I didn't hear about this earlier, or that this news did not happen years earlier. But Japan's last VHS videotape recorder has ended production last month. No more VHS machines.
Oh, I thought that already happened.
That's what I thought too, but apparently not.
Because I'm amazed when people say that they even own VHS tapes.
I know.
I remember going to the Blockbuster when Blockbuster was trying to sell all of their VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I was like, haha, joke's on you, everybody. I still have a VHS player. I can buy all these videotapes now for only $1.
Do you think...
they were all really bad ones.
VHS anyway. Will make a resurgence, like vinyl will make a resurgence?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Because you can stream so many things now.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. I mean, but the, you know, young people are always going to want to bring back some sort of old technology.
It makes me kind of want one now. Like the last time...
See? You're now because you can't get it, now you want it. That's how it is.
The last time I watched a movie on VHS was a few months ago.
It's not really that good quality.
No, the quality was not that good. I watched the last part of I can't remember which movie, but I do remember I did watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie
on VHS.
On VHS, hooked up to like a big flat screen TV.
I'm amazed that that could even hook up to a big flat screen.
With
TV.
I'm sure with a variety of adapters, it could.
Yeah.
It looked like garbage, but it was even though it was like on a nice like widescreen, it was still like the square.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that movies were, I guess, done. But
I remember going to the video rental place as a kid, and we actually rented the VCR machine.
Oh yeah.
When we wanted to rent a VHS tape.
Remember that was a big thing.
Because we didn't buy. I think they were just really expensive or something to buy it. And I remember taking it home and my dad like just had such a hard time hooking it up to our TV.
Oh man. Yeah, I remember like they would come in like those really hard plastic cases.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was like a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
And it had like a case, like a handle on it.
Yeah, like So anyways,
We need to talk about Eric.
Oh, okay, we're getting back to me.
Yeah,
we're steering it back.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
all about Eric.
Okay,
what are your goals and your dreams?
Oh come on
and your dreams and your aspirations?
I did not ask questions like that.
No, this is like I'm allowed to ask what I want to ask.
Well, what you want to ask is dumb.
Come on, tell me what's your dream?
Oh
Eric?
Really?
What's your dream?
Seriously,
what do you want to be when you grow up?
I am. Grown up, my birthday is in like 2 weeks. So.
No, when you grow bigger.
Big.
Older.
Oh, okay, I'm like.
Older.
I want to retire.
That's not doing
That is my dream. That is my dream.
Yeah, I know that's something, but that's not doing something. That's doing nothing.
Yeah, that's. You nailed it right there.
No, what's your dream? Like when you close your eyes and you like envision yourself in the future, where do you see yourself?
I see myself. That's like the dumbest.
No, just do it. It's good.
This is not good radio, but
it's good to have dreams, Eric. It's good to have goals.
My goal is to. That's like personal life goals.
No, like your dream. If you could do anything, be anywhere, blah blah blah. Like, what is it? You want to fly to the moon. You want to live in Mexico.
Don't want to live in Mexico.
No, I know, but like, you know.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Would not mind living out in, getting away from the city, having a nice hobby farm. That is my dream. You think it's ridiculous, but I think it's fun.
And what would you have on your hobby farm?
Small ponies and ducks and...
Do you know how to farm, though?
No. But I'm sure there's like a lynda.com course that I can take on it.
You want to take care of ponies?
Yeah, take care of ponies. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my... Hey.
See?
Getting it's a hobby farm. It's like...
Getting
it's,
to know you better and better every
that's why
day.
That's why they call it a hobby farm. It's like for a farm for people who want to pretend they're farmers and not really actually have... Not have their actual financial livelihood dependent on how well they actually do their job. No, it's like, I just want to feed the ponies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's not like, you know... It's not like my... If I don't do it right, I lose money. It's like, no, that's my retirement kind of waste of my time doing. Hanging out with the ponies.
Cool.
Yep.
I'm on board with that.
Okay, good. That's my dream. I want to be a farmer. A hobby farmer. Not a real farmer. Not an actual farmer. A pretend farmer.
Yeah.
Yep. Next question, please.
Oh, now you like this. You said you didn't like this, and you said it was bad radio, and now you like this? Okay. I don't know. I have to think about it.
Okay, well, I'll give you a little bit to think about. This is an interesting story from BCIT, which is the British Columbia Institute of Technology. They've implemented this thing, which I think is kind of interesting, but I also think is kind of weird. The British Columbia Institute of Technology is now home to a couple of nap pods. While the pilot...
Oh my goodness, this is my idea.
Your idea?
Yeah.
Nap pods?
I remember talking about it on our podcast, Tip Tap Tip, and I said that there needs to be a place downtown where you can just go have a nap. because sometimes after you're finished work, you want to go out, but you don't want to go all the way home just to have a nap.
Well, apparently they have a couple of these at the BCIT library. These white cylindrical pods are made from plastic and acrylic components with a gym mat inside. Once the booking, they have a booking system set up so that you can use an app to schedule a 30 or 60 minute power nap. The nap,
that's a long nap.
30, like half an hour to an hour?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess so, yeah. The nap pods may seem like something out of science fiction, but they're commonplace in the startup sector. Organizations such as Facebook and Google have integrated nap pods into their office spaces. Other major companies have recognized the needs for employees to mentally recharge. Nestle, the Huffington Post, and Hootsuite all have staff nap rooms. News of the sleeping pods has spread quickly across the BCIT. A video unveiling the pods has been shared more than 1,500 times. The first comment on this video was about how students might try to have sex in the pods, a common remark that has come up in the thread. There is a no-tolerance policy for sexual conduct, inappropriate behavior, or cuddling. So,
not even cuddling?
No cuddling.
Because cuddling leads to fucking.
Apparently. That's like a gateway drug for getting the hands down the pants. So, I was reading a bit more on these things, and I guess they're not very noise-proof, so even if you managed to cram two people in there and were a little bit louder than normal, it would be, and you're also in the middle of the library, basically.
Oh.
So.
I think it's a great idea. When I was going to school, to college, I had two chairs put together in my studio space.
Yeah.
And I would always have a nap on there.
I don't know if it was a couch that was dragged in from somewhere, but I remember that there was like some nasty, disgusting couch that was brought in.
But it's like, okay, either you can like go home when you're tired or have a nap, get refreshed, and then continue working on whatever you need to do.
And I found, at least when I was going to school, that couch was very good if you were suffering from a really bad hangover and still had to go to school.
And that too, yes.
So, also good to know for those BCIT students who like to party.
Yeah, which is probably lots.
I need a nap pod, Rochelle. That's my dream. Going back to the last question, my dream is to have a nap pod in every room.
You know what I think you could do?
What?
Is you could probably get some of those like silver shiny sheet things that you put in the car. You could put that on the front window and on the back window and put one on the side window, and there's your nap pod right there. The only thing is you have to have your window. Yeah.
The car is the nap pod?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I saw two people napping in their car in the parking lot after going to see a movie. I think it was like 11 o'clock at night. They probably had a couple drinks and didn't want to drive home drunk, so they just were both napping in their car.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah. It's better than laying on a bench.
That's true.
Because then people think you're homeless.
Yeah. So.
And they'll rape you.
Wow. Okay.
But I think I saw it for Calgary Stampede, which is like the biggest thing that happens in Calgary. I saw someone converted a trailer or something, or they had some sort of napping station or something like that set up for that.
The only problem I see with that is people are gross. I don't want to be napping where someone else has napped. I don't know.
I'm not sure how they deal with that.
Yeah, because
you couldn't have anything like if you had like a vinyl covered beanbag or something like that. Like you couldn't actually.
If I'm napping in a nap pod, I'm napping with my hood up, kind of thing. So,
yeah.
So get your gross.
And yet you pass out on that couch in your in the studio space at school.
Actually, speaking of hoods up, when we were camping a couple weeks ago, there's a couple nights where it was really really cold.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep with my hoodie on, and sleeping with a hoodie on and the hood up is like the best thing ever.
That's what I do all the time.
I know it's your thing, but I think I think you were onto something really, really.
Yeah, because then you can put it over your eyes.
And then when it gets really bright, you just go.
You just pull it down over your face more.
The best.
I know. Especially the one that I got at Old Navy. That's really cheap.
Yeah.
And it's really light.
Yeah.
So you're not sweating when it gets, you know, warm in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, yeah. So, Rochelle and I went camping a couple weeks ago. We do this every year. So, if you listen to our past episodes around this time of the year, you'll catch us talking about the same thing. So, do you have any memorable moments about camping this year?
Memorable moments would be laying down in this blow up dinghy.
Yeah.
With Bo in it and just laying and, you know, staring up at the sun on the water.
Yeah.
That is the moment that I look forward to when I go camping.
Yep.
It's so beautiful. Mm. So nice.
It's pretty cool.
So peaceful.
You have any questions for me? I know you want to ask them.
What is your memorable moment from camping?
Getting sunburned because I decided to go for a jog without any shirt on and without any sunscreen. And then
that's really smart.
That was smart. Yeah, it was super smart. felt really cool at the time. I'm like, I'm badass. I'm running without a shirt. I'm a cool guy.
Yeah, that's like your new thing, right?
Not wearing shirts.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
I didn't wear a shirt today when I was mowing the lawn because I wanted to make all the ladies in the neighborhood moist.
Yeah, in our backyard, nobody sees you in our backyard except for the fact that we're surrounded by divorced women.
Well,
oh, Eric, you're not allowed to impregnate them.
Oh, no. Now I have to wear sweatpants when I do the
lawn. Oh, I thought you were going to say protection.
Yeah, okay. Well, that basically is because really no one's going to want to touch me with those on anyways. Oh, man. Yeah, it's pretty. I feel pretty badass not wearing shirts. It's like my new thing. I'm pretty okay with it. Maybe.
Yeah, well, you look good without a shirt on.
I've embraced it. I've embraced...
You got pecs.
Yeah, these nice...
Nice firm pecs.
Look at these sweet, sweet man boobs happening.
They're not man boobs. Don't say that. Man boobs are like boobs. Okay. You have pecs.
I have pecs. Look pretty rad.
You should get your nipples pierced.
No. No, like, do you... Like, how... No. No, I don't want to do that. Like, my reaction to that?
Yeah.
No, why would I do that?
Okay, I want to see this one of these videos. That
yeah,
you
let's
found.
Watch. We got two songs coming up.
Songs.
Yeah, this.
These are songs.
Songs by people who have.
Awesome.
Oh, actually, no. We can. We'll talk about that later. Okay. But let's start with. I know you hate politics, and we are not a political show. However, we do like
funny things.
We like funny things. So we're gonna focus on the funny and not on the stupid politics because politics. Okay. So this is a song called "Trump Knows the Way," and we will determine whether or not he does know the way by the time this song ends. Let's have a listen.
The Donald Trump is the man. Let's put our nation into his hands. Mike Pence and Donald make a great team. They'll make our nation the greatest it's been. They've got the wisdom, courage, and pride. Criminal Clinton ought to go hide. They know our borders leak like a sieve. They'll build a wall that's high and strong, and it's not gonna give. All those jihadis keep their swords honed. Trump's got the answer to that problem. Just send them back home.
Are we done yet, Rochelle?
Terrorist bombings still are a threat.
This guy's creepy.
Trump's the solution. You wanna bet?
Yeah, it's got a
Second Amendment. Okay.
Well, this song is...
It's not funny, Eric. This is not funny.
This song is not...
It's just political. It's not funny.
Okay.
It's funny in a creepy way, maybe.
Well, politics. Nick's from the show. We're never going to...
American politics makes me want to throw up and then throw up more and then throw up more.
Throw up and throw up more.
Yeah. Okay. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's just like... It's like it's turned into a reality TV.
It is a reality TV show, but... I'll be glad when it's over. because then people stop.
Well, it's just going to happen again.
Every 4 years.
Yeah.
Crap. All right, let's watch. Have you ever had a bad experience when you were a stylist where somebody was so upset that you had to tell them to go away?
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about this after the clip. That's my question for you.
Now to a 10 News exclusive.
I'm a customer and you have offended me.
I'm not talking to you.
Get off of me.
I'm not on you.
Stop hitting me.
I'm hitting you.
Get out of here.
A bad haircut turns into a salon assault. A young man body slammed by a 70-year-old woman.
Only 10 News anchor Aitika Milan has talked with the man who took the video about what happened before he started recording. Aitika.
Hey, all I said is I want a refund.
Adam Kripe was not happy with the new do he got at N Salon in Escondido.
It was so terrible, I went home and I shaved my head.
So he says he walked in and asked for a refund.
The lady who was getting her haircut comes around the corner, screaming at me. She gets up in my face and she said, "You're uneducated. You're a tattooed piece of SH."
Then he says the woman's husband chimed in.
He says, "Oh, quit being a sissy. It'll grow back."
What bothered Kripe the most, neither of the two salon employees said a word or tried to intervene. He says the 70-year-old woman got so aggressive with him, he felt he had to start recording it to prove she was attacking him.
She's grabbing me, dude.
Ow!
No. No. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. This whole thing is being recorded.
She starts coming at me, accused me of assaulting her, which you can see on the video. I never even touched her. I'm holding my phone up like this. Hands in the air.
He says the woman was trying everything to get him out of the salon.
Pushing me. She, you know, a little bigger lady, bumped me with her chest. She like chest bumped me, you know. And then at one point, she actually like grabbed my little love handle right here and like squeezed it really hard and tried to push me back with that.
But she wasn't done with him yet.
She comes outside and she wants to fight.
Listen to what she said next.
Get out here and howl it out.
Yeah.
No.
Look.
Adam says he felt he had no choice but to record her because she was getting so aggressive with him, both physically and verbally. Now, we did talk to the salon owner. He said that he wasn't very happy that we were doing the story. In fact, he used some very colorful expletives in an effort to get us not to do the story. However, when we asked him for a statement, he did say Adam should not have been treated like that. He was in the right, and he deserved better. Now, Adam told me the owner has offered him free haircuts for the next year. Adam says he refused. He doesn't want to go back there. We're live in Escondido. Aitika Milanes, 10 News.
Well, that was a weird situation because it wasn't, in this case, it was another customer.
Yeah, like, I don't understand.
Like,
what
she had to do with
what
any...
What does she have to do with it?
Yeah, she's just, he was not happy with the haircut and she kind of took it upon herself to...
She just, I think she basically just didn't like the way that he looked.
Oh, okay. Well,
she was talking about how he's has tattoos and stuff, and how he's uneducated.
So you like before?
Because maybe when you're 70, you still think only sailors get tattoos.
Apparently,
maybe. Do you think?
I'm sure there's a lot of people who have thoughts about how other people who have tattoos. But what's the worst situation that you've run into? This as a stylist, either owning a salon or just.
Well, I think I've told this story before.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty funny.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'll tell a different one.
Okay, sure.
That's not as good. Okay. I'll tell the good one.
Sure.
Okay, so this lady comes in. She's asking for highlights and a cut. And she basically has black roots. And then all the rest of her hair is like two different tones of blonde.
Yeah.
So I sit her down and I'm like, okay, so you want me to just like, you know, basically make your roots look the same as the rest of your hair, right?
Sure.
And she's telling me, no, she wants it done differently. And I'm like, well, you're still going to have black there.
Yeah.
So the whole time, like I'm arguing with her, or not arguing, I'm trying to, you know, give her my advice and she's kind of starting to argue with me.
Yeah.
Then finally I go to mix up the color. I'm like, okay, I'll do it with how you want it done. But you know, I'm just telling you, like, you're still going to see black.
Yeah.
She comes up to me when I'm mixing the color and she's like, oh, well, we'll do it your way. I'm like, okay, this person is nuts.
Yeah.
This person is crazy. So I'm like, okay, And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to like start doing this really fast. And then she starts talking to me, and every single conversation that we're having is kind of like, it's turning into an argument. So I'm, and it's getting to be really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because there's just a lot of tension, and I could just tell the way that, you know, when I'm doing her hair, I could just tell,
you know, it's
something's going on. Right. Yeah. And so, afterwards, like she goes up or, you know, I finish putting the color in or whatever. And then I wash her hair out, and then she's like, no, comb it with a pick, you know, like just crazy stuff like that. Like, no, don't use a comb. I need a pick. And I'm like, this is a wide tooth comb. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm combing her hair out, and she's like, this is not what I wanted. This is not what I wanted. And I'm like, I'm not finished yet. Like, yeah. Let me blow dry it. Let me see what it is. And you know, I'm going to tone it or not tone it. Yeah. We'll see what it looks like.
Yeah.
And she's like, I knew you couldn't do what I wanted. I knew you couldn't do it. And then she gets up. And
her hair's
still wet. She won't let me blow dry it. She won't let me finish cutting it. She wanted it curled and all this kind of stuff. And now all of a sudden she's refusing to all these other things that she said she wanted.
Yeah.
And then she goes up to the front desk to pay, and like I had her jacket and stuff in my hands. I'm like, sure. I'm not giving this person her jacket or anything until she pays.
Yeah.
So then she pays, and the whole time she's paying, she's complaining about it. She's like, this is not what I wanted. I didn't ask you for this. You didn't do what I wanted at all. I don't even know why I'm paying for this, because you didn't do what I wanted. And I told her, I'm like, I knew that you were going to say that. I knew. Like after the transaction was completed, I was like, okay, client, you know, I'm done now, because yeah. I was fuming at that point. Yeah. I'm like, this lady is a crazy bitch, and she's like undermined every single decision that I've made. Nothing, like, she's just not going to be happy with anything. She's just trying to get a free service, really, yeah. is what it came down to.
Yeah.
She wanted me to be like, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm so sorry that, you know, this didn't turn out how you wanted. I won't charge you, or I'll give you a discount or whatever, because that's what customer service quotation marks is, right? But people are crazy.
You know what they say, the customer is always right unless they're
fucking crazy. Yeah.
Exactly.
So after the payment was done, I was just like, okay, I am no longer your stylist right now. I got your money. I don't give a fucking shit. And, you know, I told her, you know, no matter what I was going to do to your hair, I knew you wouldn't be happy with it. I could just tell no matter what I did to your hair.
Yeah.
She's, you know, and anyway, so then she starts yelling at me that she's going to like report me to the Better Business Bureau. And then I yelled at her as she's leaving. I was like, I'm going to tell everybody that you're a crazy bitch or something like that. I can't remember what I said.
There was a weird situation.
But basically, like, the good part is that I got paid.
Yeah.
Right. Because I get paid commission. So it's like, if I take that client, I spent 2 hours or 3 hours yeah. doing her hair, and then I don't get paid at all. That's my time. And then I couldn't book other clients with it. I'm like, no way. I am not giving away any service for free. Even yeah. if you're a crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was probably the worst person I've ever had to deal with. It was like, I just had like just felt so tense and so angry at her the whole time I was doing her hair. It was awful.
Oh, there was a weird situation last week, which I guess is not that uncommon, but, riding, you know, I ride the bus to and from work all the time, but, so I was coming home, and this has happened by there's a bus stop heading north by the co-op by our place, right?
Yeah.
So I get off because I was going to Subway for dinner. but the bus is moving. It's like moving in traffic. And this guy, wants to get on the bus, but it's like moving. And he's banging on the window. The bus driver's like, I can't open. It's, you know, we're moving. So then he gives the bus driver a middle finger, and then which never really helps. That's never.
No, gonna, yeah. of course not.
Then he's like, I'm going to report you. He's screaming this out loud, right? I'm going to report you. And then he happens to have a pad of paper and a pencil in his backpack for whatever reason. He's just like, he's writing things down in a really dramatic, like, way, like, oh, I've got you. But, you know, it's just like, really, dude, this, first of all, it's a bus, it's rush hour, and it's a common bus. So if there's the bus, will be coming by in like 5 minutes anyways, right?
So yeah, and also that bus can't be late by stopping for every single person who's running late behind the bus.
Exactly. Like, they would never be able to get.
Yeah.
But it's just like, dude, I was wanting to tell the guy to intervene, but luckily, common sense got the best of me. I'm like, okay, sometimes you just can't talk to crazy. And it turned out that this guy was probably either on drugs or
well, you could tell.
I could tell because when I came out of the subway after I'd finished, he was still kind of hanging around the area, but he just kind of like just moving in a weird kind of fidgety way. I'm like, okay, this guy, it's, you know, I could talk to this guy, but he'll just pull a knife and stab me. So I'll just keep on walking. You know, there's no talking.
But don't you think that's like, sometimes it's, I don't know. Like, I feel like so many people are so safe with their reactions and their, that it's kind of like, it's not kind of boring.
Yeah. You know,
it's good. Like, I understand. Yes. You want to be safe. And maybe this dude does have a knife. So if he is literally like hopped up on drugs, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, that's exactly but it.
Like, I think the thing that
he was muttering to himself and just kind of like,
yeah, yeah.
That's I'm just like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to let this one go.
Yeah. But I think, when I was downtown, I was taking the C train. This was a couple, like probably like 10 years ago or something. Yeah. I was taking the C train, and on the other side of the platform, I saw these teenage boys, and they were picking on this one guy, and they were I saw the fight was going to happen, wow. Right? And it was late at night. It was not a good situation. I didn't, and everybody was just standing there and just ignoring it.
Yeah.
And I find in situations like that people need to speak up more.
Yeah.
Because it's not right for someone, you know, for this teenage boy to get beat up by a whole bunch of other teenage boys while he's surrounded by like 10 adults who could actually say something.
Yeah.
But then it's like everybody's too scared.
Yeah, I know.
To say anything.
There's
because I understand like some teenage boys, maybe they have knives or maybe they're part of a gang, but they didn't look that threatening. Like, yeah.
But there's a word for it. I remember, for that phenomenon you're describing, I can't remember what the word was, like where people just
like don't say
intervene.
Anything. Yeah.
And
so I was just, you know, I was sick of, cause you know, there's been moments before that where I was like, I should have said something.
Yeah.
Like I should have said, why didn't I say anything about that? So I did. I just said to them, I felt a little bit more safe because I was on the other side of the tracks from them. So I could yell at them and like, you know, they weren't right next to me.
Yeah.
So I yelled at them and I you know, I told them that if they don't stop what they're doing, I'm going to call 911 and I'm going to report them. Even though I didn't have a cell phone, I was like, haha, they won't know.
Yeah. What did they do?
Well, then my train came.
Oh, okay.
But they started to like back off. They stopped what they were not stopped, but they start, you know, they backed off or whatever. And then my train came. So I have no idea what happened inevitably, okay. But
more people need to step up.
I think so. Like, mm-hmm. You know, don't be so scared. Yeah. I think, you know, assess the situation, obviously. Like, don't step in if, you know, the person looks like a crazy person and they might have some sort of weapon. Okay. Still be careful.
Is there one last question you want to ask me before we wrap this
up? Yes, Eric, I want to ask you another question.
Okay.
What do you want for your birthday?
Oh, I was wondering about that because that's coming up pretty quick. Ice cream? Is that the motion you're making with your hand in your mouth?
Yeah, ice cream.
Everybody wants ice cream? I want ice cream.
That's the one thing I miss so much about
ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't eat like lactose stuff right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sherbet is technically lactose free, right?
It is.
There you go.
But it's all sugar.
Oh, man. You can't win either way. Anyways, back to the question. I don't know. But I'm going to give this some...
You want a stripogram?
No. I'm going to give this some thought and I will let you know. I know this is a bad way to end the show, like especially when you've been asking.
Well, it's not your birthday yet.
In a couple weeks.
We can talk about it again next time.
Let's do that. Let me give that some thought, shall we? Shall we? Well, this has been fun, hasn't it?
Yes.
Anyways, thanks for tuning into the show, right? Tip Tap Tip, Calgary's only podcast, probably. I don't know.
I think we should have a dance party for your birthday. That's what I want.
A dance party here?
A party with dancing. Have a whole bunch of people over.
At our party? At our place?
Dancing? Yeah, why not?
Have a quiet, intimate evening full of...
Fuck that, I want to do that.
I want that. I want my thing.
I
want
to do that.
Yeah, anyways, thanks for listening. If you have any questions that you think Rochelle should have asked, send them in to info@tiptaptip.com.
What's your favorite color?
Orange. I knew that one.
Even though, well, that's a pretty easy question, Eric.
Yeah.
What's your favorite number?
25.
Why 25?
This always has been my favorite number.
What's your favorite color of hair to have on a woman?
Is shaved to color.
Oh, what? You are attracted to women who have shaved heads? This is new. Are you serious?
No.
That is a thing, I think.
Shaved heads?
Some guys like women with shaved heads, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, you didn't answer the question.
Favorite color of hair on a woman?
Yeah.
Blonde.
That's good.
And not the dyed nasty blonde, not like the box color blonde, but like the Northern European cool blonde.
Which is me. You're just a
Yeah. High five. Anyway, thanks.
What a suck.
Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Talk later. Bye.
Bye. Won't get out the county cause you're bad and free. We're gonna ghost down this small town with your sound. You're in the blink, gonna bite the dust. Can't fight with us with your sound. You kill the ink, so don't stop. Get it until you chat ahead. And watch the way I navigate. Ha, ha, ha. Windmill, windmill for the land. Turn forever hand in. Take it all in on your stride. It is sinking fall.